The first commandment, we know it. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, verse 3. And it'd be easy to think that you're okay because you've got no idols in your home. But that doesn't mean you don't have idols in your heart. Whatever you cherish that lessens your love for God or gets in the way of your service of God is being made a god in your life. It's important that nothing obscures your view of the Creator, that nothing reduces His preeminence in your life. Jesus talked about loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but it isn't difficult for God to become merely a part of your life, with faith becoming something you participate in rather than something that defines you. No other gods. It's well worth looking within and seeing if God is truly God, or if He's simply one among many gods in your life. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.